put me at the top of the world.
Yeah, man. Two for Tuesday. Yeah, man, two for Tuesday. Kicks off this morning. 815 area code requested the Carpenters, and that's Top of the World. I'm trying to remember, Dan, there's a misheard lyric in this song. I just can't remember what it is. We haven't done that in a while. We should do the misheard lyric sometime.
Yeah, that sounds good. I'll see if I can pull it up real quick.
I'm not really sure if that's... Yeah, I think there's one in there. I'm not sure. Anyway, that's the Carpenters. How you doing, everybody? It's Nick DiGilio on 720 WGN, live in the Allstate studio on the 7th floor of the Trib Tower, here till 5 a.m. Steve Grzanich with the opening bell at 5, and the great Steve Cochran at 6 for your morning drive. Our phone number and text number is 312-981-7200. Again, that's the number to get your requests in for 2 for Tuesday, 312-981-7200. All right. We got some food topics here that we're going to have a little fun with now. I love talking about food on the show. And, you know, every year, right at the beginning of baseball season, they announced that there are going to be some new food items available at some of the stadiums across the country. And they just get a little bit crazier every year. And so I've got a whole bunch of them. These are 10 of the craziest new baseball stadium snacks that are going to debut this season here. And we'll see what we think of them. All right, Esmeralda, what do you think of the taco dog?
Oh, boy.
That's at Marlins Park in Florida Marlins. Here's how they describe the taco dog. Is a hot dog a sandwich? Is a taco a sandwich? These usually loaded questions become even more of a mind bender with the advent of Marlins Taco Dog. It's a Nathan's Frank wrapped in a tortilla with chili, pepper jack cheese, jalapenos, and sour cream. It's a dish fit for the absurdly flamboyant Marlins Park and a worthy distraction from what is surely going to be another brutal season by the floundering club. See, they put floundering in there, Dan? See the Marlins?
Very thoughtful.
They were floundering. What do you think of the taco dog, Esmeralda? I'd eat that.
I guess.
Why? What's the problem?
It's too much.
It's too much.
A taco or a dog?
Well, it's like a taco, but without ground beef. There's a hot dog in it. That's essentially what it is.
You know, I used to have to do that when I was a kid. I don't have to want to pay for it.
Yeah, but it is a Nathan's Frank. Those are good dogs. Nathan's are good dogs.
Do you see they got officially named the official hot dog of Major League Baseball?
Yes, I did see that.
I've never had one.
How is that possible?
It's a Vienna beef town.
I live in Chicago. Yeah.
Yeah, no, Nathan's are good. You can get them at the Jewels.
Like I said, this is a Vienna beef town.
No, I know that. But there's room for more than one kind of hot dog. You know, Viennas are great. There's no question about it. This is definitely a Vienna. The city is Vienna, but no question about it. But Nathan's are good. Those are good hot dogs.
Have you had one, Esmeralda?
Nope.
So is this a political thing? You guys don't want to eat it because...
No, I always go to Vienna Beef.
I understand.
Why would I stray?
Because Nathan's hot dogs are good.
Then I have a package of gross hot dogs in my fridge.
They're not gross.
Thank you.
You don't know if they're gross. You've never tried them. You're too busy eating everything Vienna.
Yes. Yes, I am.
Jeez.
I buy a package, Esmeralda, and then we'll make you one. So my family will eat it for dinner one night, and then we'll bring you one. And that way you don't have a leftover package.
It's not going to taste as good if you're bringing it from home.
Maybe I'll have Esmeralda for dinner.
What I'm saying is if you, what are you going to do? You're going to bring it straight from the fridge and prepare it here.
Sure.
Good Lord. All right. All right, how about this? Dessert poutine. That's at the Rogers Center for the Toronto Blue Jays. The Blue Jays are debuting a dessert poutine that swaps out fries for churros, that ditches gravy and cheese curds for ice cream and caramel.
Isn't that just a sundae?
It's a sundae with churro sticks, pretty much. That's all it is. Now the but who wrote this piece? Because listen to this. Now Jays fans can indulge in this hedonistic dessert as they watch their team screw up in the playoffs. What's going on with this? The guy writing this.
Will Fulton of Thrillist likes to have.
Oh, is that who it is?
Yeah, he likes to have fun with words.
But I mean, he's really coming down hard on these teams, man. The Cubs are next. What's he going to say about the Cubs?
He actually has high praise for them.
Well, he should. They just won the damn World Series.
And he thinks they're champions in another arena as well.
Well, check this out. This to me, I would eat this. This is at Wrigley. Chicago Cubs bow to the pork. Not only are the Cubs the reigning World Series champs, they are the champs when it comes to naming new food. This sandwich from Chicago favorite Pork and Mindy's combines hickory smoked pulled pork with pickled daikon, carrots, and jalapeno relish on a steamed bao bun. Now, if the Cubbies faithful have to wait another century for their next World Series trip, they can do so knowing that they have one of the most eclectic baseball snacks in the big league. Man, I would eat the hell out of that. Hey, Esmeralda, you ever go to that bao place on State and Lake?
You mean Wow Bao?
Yeah.
Yes.
I love that place.
Justin Kaufman had the CEO on.
Oh, he did?
Earlier, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, man. That place, man, I could do. There's always a line, too, man. Doesn't even matter what time of day it is. That place is great. But, yeah, I would eat that. That sounds good. Would you eat that, Esmeralda, or does it have to have a Vienna product in it in order for you to eat it?
Well, most Vienna is beef, so no, because this would be pork products.
Oh, I see. I just thought maybe you wouldn't eat it because it's not Vienna of any kind. I don't eat any other meat. The only meat I eat is Vienna beef.
I only eat hot dogs.
That's it.
They must be Vienna beef hot dogs.
But that sounds great. How much do you think this is? They didn't include the prices, Dan.
I'll see if I can track it down.
Okay, Bow to the Pork is what it's called. It's at Wrigley. Well, I'm
gonna go 10.
$10 easy. $10 easy, right, Esmeralda? It's got to be.
Yeah.
Got to be. That taco dog at Marlins Park, that's got to be like $8.50. Right? The dessert poutine, probably $10.
That sounds about right.
Yeah. Hey, do they still have the nachos that they serve in the actual sized helmet?
My brother gets them every time he goes. Does he? Yes, they do.
Does he keep the helmet afterwards?
Sometimes he does, sometimes he doesn't.
Yeah, can it fit on your head? Like if you finish your nachos,
a regular sized helmet for
how much does that cost?
I don't know.
You get the helmet. It's a Cubs helmet too, right?
Right.
You get the helmet and the nachos. That's got to be pretty expensive.
Wait,
man.
Is it a regular person's helmet?
Yeah, like a regular sized helmet you can put on your head. It's filled with nachos. Does your brother, does he finish it when he goes
to
the
game? He loves nachos. Like, you know what? When most people go to the game and have a delicious Vienna beef hot dog, he always gets nachos. That's his thing.
Although, how high are they piled?
They're not towering over where you could spill it, but it's pretty full.
Yeah, but that's a helmet. I mean, that's big.
Yeah, but, you know, because if they're tortilla chips, they kind of fool you because they're triangular, so then they don't take up all the space. There's a lot of space in between them.
Mm-hmm.
So it makes it look bigger than it is.
I don't know. it's a baseball helmet filled with nachos. That's a lot of food.
Think about, like, if you ever put, like, chips in a bowl, like tortilla chips. It's not a huge amount when you put them in.
Yeah, but what?
Because they kind of take up, because they're, you know.
What about all the cheese? Funny. The cheese that's on it. Some people put chili on it. That's a lot of crap in a helmet. I think the people who go to the Cub games and get loaded, they get those things and then don't even clean it out, put it on their head when they leave. Then they got residue. They got cheese in their hair when they're leaving the park. Hey, the Cubs won. You have a jalapeno in your eye. All right. Okay, now here we go, Esmeralda. You ready for this one?
Mm-hmm.
This is Chase Field, the Arizona Diamondbacks play. All right? A funnel cake chicken sandwich.
What?
It's a chicken patty covered in strawberry jam, maple syrup, and garlic black pepper cheddar stuffed between two mini funnel cake buns. This could easily be one of those things that looks gross but actually feels amazing. Well, he didn't take a pot shot at the Diamondbacks. What's going on there?
I might have cut that for time.
Oh, I see. Strawberry jam, maple syrup, garlic, black pepper, cheddar, stuffed between two mini funnel cake. But I'd try it. Yeah. Esmeralda,
funnel cakes, elephant ears? Like, is that what
that's
that
what
is?
Yeah, kind of.
Okay.
Yeah. So, all right. We got more of these coming up here. We'll take a break. When we come back, we got more of these and then some more food stories, and then Esmeralda and I will play another round of pop-up video. And Skip Skipley, I believe, is on his way. Is he having any trouble with his flight? Are the pigeons coming in?
No, so far so good.
Okay, good.
Nothing is really wrong. Feeling like I don't belong.
Yeah.
Walking around.
Welcome back, everybody. Mick Vigilio here on 720 WGN. It's 2 for Tuesday. Yeah, man, 2 for Tuesday, bird. 815 area code requesting the Carpenters, and that, of course, is Rainy Days and Mondays. All right. Yeah. All right, so we're back here. Dan, were you able to find how much the bow to the pork
no,
is?
No, I haven't been able to find a price on it. So what I think we need to do is enlist the help of Kevin Powell, who is now not only our sports reporter but also our food critic here at the station. So when he goes to the game next week, I'll tell him to find it.
Find out how much it is and try it. And I'm sure we'd have to twist his arm in order to eat it.
Yeah, there's video of him and Violetta eating the new stuff from Guaranteed Rate Field at our website, WGNradio.com.
That's right. I keep forgetting it's called Guaranteed Rate Field. That's just such a bad name. Yeah, I just keep calling it Comiskey. Come on, man. All right. Okay, next. Minute Maid Park, where the Houston Astros play. Spam grilled cheese. I'm in. That's it. I'm in. I'd buy 50 of them during one game and eat them all. You can put them all in a helmet, and I'll eat them. The spiced ham in the blue can gets a bad rap from pretty much everyone not living in Hawaii. But honestly, the addition of Spam to a grilled cheese is basically the bacon grilled cheese redo. It gives your sandwich a super savory, meaty kick that takes it from a simple grilled cheese to a bona fide meal. And on the plus side, when its inside is is a gooey, cheesy sandwich, you don't really have to look at it while you eat it. Yeah, I don't. That's not a real. You know, this guy's writing about this as though it's like some sort of breakthrough. I can't tell you the number of times I've made Spam with melted cheese sandwich. I don't know. It's not like. Wow! Oh my God, you put Spam on a grilled cheese? That's insane! Now, how much are they going to charge for a Spam grilled cheese, considering Spam is like the cheapest canned meat you can buy? It's probably like $9. So, I would just eat that all week. I'd eat it all week long. So I'm assuming now, Dan, you like Spam?
I've only had it two or three times. Yeah. One time was in Hawaii, and then just here and there. It was fine.
Yeah.
Wouldn't go out of my way for it. But
I enjoy Spam very much. But you, Esmeralda, do you like Spam?
I've never had it.
You've never had Spam? Did we talk about this?
Are you that amazed?
I am amazed.
It's a canned meat.
It's great.
No, thank you.
It's really great.
Right. But I love how you're like, what? It's like, no, man.
It's
people
Spam.
Don't eat Spam on a regular basis anymore.
Oh, yes, they do. No, Spam is great, man. All right, how about this one? Fenway Park, where, the Boston Red Sox play. Lobster poutine. Instead of the traditionally basic Fenway Frank, opt for this new creation, the lobster poutine, a hearty portion of lobster meat with cheese curds, french fries, lobster bisque, and chives. All right, now how much is that going to cost? That's got to be like $20.
Yeah, I mean, you're in Boston, but lobster's not cheap.
Yeah, exactly. and you're at a you know, a Major League Baseball stadium.
It's probably like $25.
Where everything is like triple the price it should be. How much is a beer at a Cub game now? Domestic. What is like old style Bud? What do they go for now? It's like $9.
If memory serves correctly, I paid $8.25 for like a Bud, and then like a $9.50 for a Goose Island.
God. You know what? I think you're right, Dan, because at Pearl Jam, the beer vendors were out when we went to see Pearl Jam at Wrigley, and I think my friend Mike paid $8.50 or $8.25 for a beer. By the way, have I mentioned to you guys how much money I have saved since I don't drink anymore? I mean, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. The amount of money that I was spending weekly on booze is insane. I could buy a car with the amount. Man. Ridiculous. All right, how about this? This sounds good. Kansas City Royals at Kauffman Stadium are offering up a patty melt. But it's insane. It's a skewered monstrosity featuring bacon, funnel cakes, fried chicken, jalapeno poppers, pulled pork, cheese, and fried onions. Frankly, that's close enough. Your cholesterol will spike just looking at this thing. Why is that called a patty melt? How is that a patty melt? So it's a patty melt, and then they throw in bacon, funnel cakes, fried chicken, jalapeno poppers, pulled pork, cheese, and fried onions?
Is it? And it's skewered?
It's skewered.
I'm assuming.
Yeah.
Well, that's kind of nice, only in the sense that you could share that with everyone you're with.
Yeah, but I mean, it's like, Esmeralda, would you think that should be called a patty melt? A patty melt is a hamburger patty on bread with melted cheese and onions. That's what a patty melt is.
So wait, but it has a patty melt.
I guess it's
but
yeah.
Then on top is all
I guess
this
it's
other
all this crap. All this other crap is
right.
Is skewered on top of it. Good Lord. All right, we got a couple of texts coming in. 312-981-7200. 872 area code says, "My wife loves Nathan's. I love Vienna. To me, the Nathan's taste more like a sausage than a hot dog." Well, you know, a hot dog is a sausage. So I don't know. 262 area code says, "Spam is the cheapest gourmet canned meat," in all caps. Thank you. I agree. All right. Coors Field, where the Rockies play, they offer apple pie nachos. Behold, apple pie nachos, a savory sweet alchemy consisting of apple pie stuffed cinnamon sugar chips, cheddar cheese, whipped cream, and a caramel drizzle. It almost makes you wonder if the concessions people were smoking some of Colorado's finest during this brainstorm. You ever have a nice slice of cheddar on your apple pie, Dan?
You know, I can't say that I have. And when you read that was the one thing I was like, everything else I was down for, but I don't know.
No, you know, it's cheese on an apple pie, cheddar cheese on apple pie is awesome.
Huh.
It really, it's and it's not uncommon. I mean, these guys at Coors Field didn't make that up. Although apparently the people, well, the whipped cream's a little bit, I don't know. But you put a nice slice of cheddar cheese on your apple, warm apple pie.
By the way, I like that. That's your point, like your point of contention. Whipped cream.
Yeah.
Like, oh God.
Well, whipped
I don't
cream
know
and
about that.
Whipped cream and caramel. I don't know. I mean, I can see that. You know.
What?
The pie and the cheese. Yes.
What do you what?
The whipped cream and the caramel.
You don't get it.
I don't get it with mixing with cheddar cheese, but I see apple and cheddar cheese. I just don't see the rest of it. Because when you have a slice of pie and you have cheddar cheese on it, you don't put anything else on it. You don't go squirting whipped cream all over it. You just have the cheese and that's it.
Yeah, but no one's gonna just want the cheese.
There are a lot of people who want cheese on apple pie.
No, I'm telling you,
not
just the cheese.
All right, if somebody out there eats apple pie with the slice of cheese, which is a very cool thing, Do you want caramel drizzle and whipped cream all over it?
Well, you're going to want it if it's going to be like $10.
Yeah, well, yeah. But it's nachos, man. I wonder if they serve it in a helmet. All right, we have to break. We've got the news coming up, and then we got a few more of these baseball snacks. And we got the news coming up right after this. All right, man. Welcome back. How you doing? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Two for Tuesday continues. 312-981-7200, 708 area code. Requested Tina Marie with Portuguese Love. So we'll get a twofer from Tina Marie. All right. We are talking about some new crazy food items that you can get at Major League Baseball stadiums around the country. And they always release some new items every year around this time at the beginning of baseball season. And we've been going through some of the items. And Norma had a comment. Hey, Norma.
How you doing, Nick? What a pleasure to talk to you, man.
Thank you.
You guys are on a wonderful show. The pie. You gotta have cheddar cheese on apple pie.
Yeah, it's great.
Place.
It's great.
But you don't ruin it by putting caramel and whipped cream on it. You know, man, that's kind of defeating the purpose, isn't it?
I totally agree with you 100%.
You got sweet, you put cheese on it to offset the sweetness, you know, and then you're going to top it with more. What are you going to do? Keep stacking cheese on top of, you know, but I took apple pie to my brother's house a couple of years for Christmas, and I took along a pound of cheddar cheese, and they're like, what in the hell, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, it's so good. About three of them tried it last year. My brother brought the cheese.
There you go. You've changed their mind.
You got it.
Yeah.
Honey.
All right, Norma.
Take care, man.
Okay.
Keep up the good work.
All right. Thank you, Norma. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Yeah, a lot of people, you know, when they first hear about, like, this tradition, it's a normal tradition. It's a regular tradition. Been around for, like, ever. Of putting cheddar cheese on apple pie, people go, what? Until you try it. Let's see. Steve, the limo driver, said, hey, Nick, remember the MASH episode where they served Spam Lamb? Severed Spam Lamb? What? No, I don't remember the MASH episode. 262 area goes, thanks, Nick. All this food talk, and I will walk to the fridge and only find leftover hamburger helper. 815 area code says, the answer to whipped cream with apple pie and cheese is no, no, no. That's absolutely right. All right, how about this? Comerica Park, where the Detroit Tigers play. The Little Caesars Coney Dog Pizza. Little Caesars Coney Dog Pizza. I always found it really hilarious that the most popular hot dog in Detroit, Detroit's signature hot dog, is the Coney Island dog. Because Coney Island is in New York. But that's been the case. It's Detroit, like, since the early 1900s. The Coney Dog is the signature hot dog of Detroit. And that's a hot dog that's topped with beanless chili. There's a special sort of like Detroit-based beanless chili, onions, and yellow mustard. That's a Coney dog. So, which I always find. And there's like two. Dan, you know this. Did you know that there are like the two major places to get the signature Coney dog in Detroit are located right next door to each other?
No, that's hilarious.
I can't remember the names of them, but they're literally located right next door to each other. And it's very similar to what happened in Philadelphia because, you know, you got the Philly cheesesteak, you got Pat's, and then I'm trying to remember the other one that's across the street. Because that's another one. They're right across the street from each other.
Right. So American Coney Island is located at 114 West Lafayette Boulevard, Detroit.
Right.
Lafayette Coney Island is located at 118 West Lafayette Boulevard, Detroit.
I've been to both, and they're both great. But as far as Philadelphia, you know, the cheesesteaks in Philadelphia, Pat's is the one to go to. I can't even remember the name of the other one, but they're located right across the street from each other. And Pat's is the original. Pat's is the original cheesesteak stand in Philadelphia, and then one of the people that used to work at Pat's opened up the other place across the street, and the other place across the street is much flashier And I just can't remember the name of them. Pat, if you go to Philadelphia to get a cheesesteak, go to Pat's. Pat's is the one to go to. I like both of the Coney Dog places on Lafayette in Detroit. But this pizza, okay, so it's Little Caesars, so that's an issue right there. Detroit is a city that takes its Coney Dogs very seriously. It's also home to square deep dish pizza like Little Caesars. So what happens when those three things come together? Behold, it's a deep dish square pizza topped with hot dogs, mustard, and onions, and the sauce is replaced with Detroit's signature beanless chili. Remember when Pizza Hut made the hot dog stuffed crust? Well, this is the moment in time when Little Caesars looked at that insanity, deemed it amateur hour, and threw down the gauntlet. That's it. Geno's is the other one. Thank you, Dan. It's Pat's and Geno's. Those are the two Philly cheesesteak places that are located right across the street from each other, and Pat's is the one to go to. Pat's is better. So I just think that's really funny. But, they're across the street from each other. But literally, these Coney Dog places are right next door to each other. They're like, it's like there's no space in between. They share basically the same building. It's like their doors are like, I don't know, 20 feet apart. All right, let's see. Here's Rita on WGN. Hi, Rita.
Hi. Nick. How you doing?
All right.
The spam episode was on like about a week ago on the Channel 26.
On MASH? MASH? Okay.
I have to watch my 2 hours, my two episodes of MASH every night.
Uh-huh.
But what it was is that the MASH people had treated a group of Greek soldiers, and so the commander was like so happy that they had been so nice to them that they said, oh, we'll have lamb, and they had the ouzo and the bouzouki, that's their musical instrument
yeah,
and stuff.
Yeah.
But Radar, you know what an animal lover he is. So he gave the lamb, he gave it a Mickey in the butt and sent it home to his family in Iowa on a transport, and he had him listed as Robert Lamb. So McLean Stevenson was the guy in charge, and he's like, you did what? He says, what are you supposed to do? All these people are looking for, the lamb. And Hawkeye says, don't worry, he'll take care of it. So then Henry is like Blotto with the ouzo, and Radar is kind of the same, but he's dancing around. And then Hawkeye comes up at the party and opens up the platter, takes the dome off, and there's a lamb that's made out of spam. He says, Henry, spam lamb.
I don't remember that at all.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't remember that at all. But, of course, I'm sure Radar didn't feel any better because, spam is made from pork. So
he wasn't even thinking about that. He just couldn't stand the thought of the little lamb that it was going to be sacrificed.
Okay.
And so he was like, I've got to take care of this.
Yeah.
So.
All right. Okay, Rita, thanks for the I don't remember that at all, but thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, see ya.
Bye-bye.
Bye. I don't remember that episode of MASH at all. A spam lamb on MASH. All right. 312-981-7200 is the phone number, and we're talking about these new these new food items that you can get at baseball. Here's Trucker Rich. Hey, Rich.
Hey, Nick. Hey. Great show.
Thank you.
I know you don't like him, that Guy Fieri and Diners, Dine-Ins, and Drives. Those two places up in Detroit, it was a family dispute. They got into an argument, and part of the family that ran the one just walked out and opened up one right next door to kind of put the...
Yeah, that's kind of the same story that happened with Pat and Geno's in Philadelphia, because
right.
They were all, Pat's was the original, and was one of the employees from Pat's left Pat's and opened up Geno's across the street.
Right. Well, this was a family argument.
Yeah.
They, according to, the Diners and Drive-In Dine deal, they still don't get along. One says they're, better than the other, but like with Esmeralda and what is it? The hot dog taco with the chili dogs on a
tortilla. It's a hot dog instead of ground beef. It's got all the toppings that you would put on a taco, except it's a hot dog instead of ground beef.
Right. That's why I make them at home all the time. Get a giant burrito shell, you know, get it warmed on a flat grill, you know, flat top, and then put the hot dog chili on there and then fold it up. That way, when you pick it up, it don't drip out the bottom.
Oh, well, there you go.
You know.
All right.
You know, it's even better. You can put more chili on it than you can get at Portillo's, and they've got just the right amount. But
yeah. All right, Rich. You know, thanks, man.
All right. Have
Take
a good
care.
Evening.
See you. Bye.
Yep, bye.
And I've said this before. The best chili dog I've ever had in my life is from Portillo's. Of course, they have amazing hot dogs there. But the best chili dog, and I don't know how they do it, and I've said this a million times, at any location, and I've been to several Portillo's locations, every single time I order a chili dog from Portillo's, it has the exact perfect amount of chili on it. You don't need a spoon. It doesn't fall off. It's the best. I don't know how they do it. I don't know if there is strict instructions on anybody who prepares a chili dog at Portillo's. But every single time I've had a chili dog from Portillo's, and I've had a lot of chili dogs from Portillo's, the perfect, absolute amount of chili. It's the best chili dog ever. So, all right. You know, because you get those chili dogs in some places, and you know, open up the container, and there's like chili all over the place. Like they've dumped like 5 ladles of chili just on top of it. The bun is all soaked in chili. You take a bite, it squirts all over the place. You know, it's just ridiculous. But Portillo's gets it right. Yeah, man. 2 for Tuesday continues. Tina Marie, twofer from the 708 area code, a Lover Girl. That was her big hit. Tina Marie. And 2 for Tuesday continues. Yeah, man, 2 for Tuesday. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Welcome back, everybody. Nick Giglio here. And we're talking about new items at baseball stadiums, food items. And we got one more left, and then we're going to talk about some competitive eating challenges at restaurants around the U.S. that are just ridiculous. So we'll talk about that. And then we're going to have a little round of pop-up video. So get your cats ready to go nuts. I'm wondering if do a record number when Esmeralda sings, do a record number of garbage cans get knocked over when because the alley cats are out knocking garbage can lids off and stuff?
I don't know what do you live in 1920s New York?
I do, yes.
Where garbage lids are getting knocked off.
Garbage lids, garbage can lids, yeah.
Oscar the Grouch type garbage cans? Is
yeah,
that what you're
that's they imagining? right out in front of the house.
Of course.
Because there are no gangways in Chicago anymore. That's yeah, well, there's no alleys in New York. That's why it's so lovely to walk through Manhattan and see 55 pounds of garbage piled up on the sidewalk. Oh, man. I went to New York one time when there was a garbage strike. Have you ever gone to New York during a garbage strike? Esmeralda, have you?
No. I've only been like twice. I don't like New York.
Oh, my God. Okay. I don't even want to get into that. All right. Dan?
No. How often does it happen?
Oh, it used to happen a lot, especially in the 70s. And in the 80s, it was like... Three times I went to New York and there was a garbage strike in the 80s. It was unbelievable. It was unbelievable. I mean that city in the 80s, it's cleaned up now. It's not as bad now. In fact, I mean, it's, you know, Times Square is like family time now. Disney took over Times Square. It used to be Crack Central and Hooker Village. And you could see, you know, you could see Kung Fu movies 24 hours a day, get as much crack as you needed for the week, and have a couple of hookers. And there was the incredible distinct throughout most of lower Manhattan and mid Manhattan, the incredible distinct, unbelievably powerful scent of urine that would just be floating through the air in Manhattan, especially if you took Port Authority. If you took the bus from LaGuardia to Port Authority, as soon as you walk off that bus at Port Authority, you inhale and go, you know, oh, wow. Add to that a garbage strike. That's a little real ripe smell walking through Manhattan with the already ever-present urine smell compounded by 53,000 pounds of garbage. This was in the summer, too, man. God. Ugh, man. All right, here's the last one. Cookie dough from Citi Field. Speaking of New York, this is where the Mets play, Citi Field. The Mets continue their tradition of bringing NYC favorites to their ballpark in Queens with the addition of Cookie Dough. That's capital D-O. An incredibly popular dessert shop serving scoops of safe-to-eat cookie dough. Like Shake Shack and Fuku before it, the Cookie Dough stand will give fans a scaled-down version of the local favorite with flavors like the classic chocolate chip, cake batter, and confetti on hand for sampling. The Mets may be the second most popular ball club in New York, but their food is definitely better than what you have going on in the Bronx with the Yankees. Mm-hmm. So that's just, they just serve scoops of cookie dough. It just seems weird to me. I don't know why. I've been to both. Well, I mean, I was at the old Yankee Stadium, and I was at the old Shea. Which, by the way, was, I don't know if you know this or not, but like Esmeralda, Ron hates New York. Ron Santo hated New York. And especially hated Shea Stadium. Because his toupee caught on fire. Because the booth was always freezing at Shea. And they had like a little space heater hanging from the ceiling. And Ron's hair started on fire. And he didn't know it. And he's sitting there, and his hair, there's like smoke pouring off the top of his head. And his hair is on fire. And Pat had to put it out. It's a true story. Oh, man. 608 area code. When I go fishing, I stop and get some Spam and crackers for snacking. Also, the best hot dog is the Vienna Red Hot. Um, 773 area code says, hey, Nick, Little Caesar's deep dish pizza is actually not bad. Yeah. I don't know what to say to that. And then 608 area code says, National Coney Island is the only place to eat in the Detroit airport. Okay. Next time I'm in the Detroit airport, I'll remember that. All right. We got, I don't know why I find that so amusing. So there's a guy that goes to Detroit airport so often that he knows that the only good place in the Detroit airport is the National, the Coney Island dog. All right. Okay, we got a break here, and we'll come back, and after the news, we'll talk about competitive eating challenges that are real in different restaurants around the country as we talk more about food here on 720 WGN. All right. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Two for Tuesday continues. Yeah, man, Two for Tuesday. Alex requested Mumford & Sons, and that's The Wolf right here on WGN. Hey, it's Nick DiGilio, and I'm here till 5 a.m. Steve Grzanich will have the opening bell at 5, followed at 6 by the great Steve Cochran with your morning drive. Our phone number and text number is 312-981-7200. We're going to be doing a little pop-up video competition. So we got to get the cats ready to go, lining up. And Dave Ennis,
they already know
the psychic female, female feline army.
They can feel it.
Yeah,
they sense it.
It's like an earthquake.
Yeah, there's seismic activity going on.
All right. So we were talking about you know, new kinds of food that you can get at Major League Baseball stadiums across the U.S. this new season. And that leads me to another story that we have here about competitive eating challenges at restaurants in the U.S. Now, does Chicago have because I remember when Adam Richman, when he was Man versus Food, when he did Man versus Food, he came to Chicago and he did a challenge at a place in Wrigleyville. I want to say it was on Clark. And it was like a giant sandwich challenge. And I had never heard of it. When I watched the show, I'd never even heard of it before. They had a challenge. And I think he also, in Chicago, did a challenge to eat, like, ghost pepper wings or something. Like, the hottest wings on the planet that involved, I believe it involved ghost peppers. Those are the two ones that I remember with Adam Richman coming here. I remember when they interviewed when Man vs. Food first came on the Travel Channel, they interviewed Anthony Bourdain. And Bourdain says, how do you feel? You know, they asked Bourdain, they're like, how do you feel about some of these shows that kind of took a cue from what your show was? You know, like Andrew Zimmern, you know, host of the, what the hell's the name of that show? Weird Ass Food. What's it called? Bizarre Food. It's Weird Ass Food. That's what it's called. So anyway, so they asked, you know, what he thinks of these other shows. And Bourdain says, "Yo, no, I like them. I think they're good." And then he takes a pause. He goes, "I got to tell you though, I'm worried about that Richman kid because of the abuse that he did to his body. He had to stop the show. He had to stop doing it, and then became Man versus Food Nation, where like he would go to a place and then have somebody else eat it while he watched because he gained like 35 pounds after the first season." Because he was doing really terrible stuff.
The food challenge was at Lucky's Sandwich Club. The challenge was to eat 3 overstuffed sandwiches with fries. The sandwich had to be one of the following: roast beef, pastrami, corned beef, capricola, smoked turkey, ham, Cajun chicken, the Frito, the two-bagger, or salami. There was a time limit of 1 hour. All 3 sandwiches were free if done in 30 minutes or less. If completed in the hour, the 3rd sandwich was free, and they also got a T-shirt and a photo on the Wall of Fame.
Mm. I think he completed the challenge, if I'm not mistaken. Because Adam Richman, I got to tell you, that guy can eat. God, I mean, he did some challenges. I was like, how did he do that? So, you know, he's out of practice now. I don't know, man. All right, here we go. Loopy's 2 Cardiac Arrest Burger. Loopy's 2 Bar and Grill in Marinette, Wisconsin, offers the Cardiac Arrest Burger for $35. It contains 3 pounds of ground beef, 1 pound of ham, 1 pound of bacon, 1/2 pound of cheese topped with onions and barbecue sauce. If you finish it in an hour, you'll get a free T-shirt. Beat the record. The food is free. That's too much. You might want to just try the Belly Buster, which is a 2-pound burger with 1 pound of fries. You get 15 minutes to polish that one off to win a T-shirt. Esperal, do you think people need T-shirts that badly?
Do they give them 2 to cover their enormous stomachs after this?
I don't know. But how does someone eat that? It's 3 pounds of ground beef, 1 pound of ham, 1 pound of bacon, 1/2 pound of cheese with onions and barbecue sauce. How do you eat that in an hour? And then you just get a T-shirt afterwards? And a colon issue? That's all you're going to get. Oh, man. Dwayne in McHenry is going to, you're doing a food challenge, Dwayne?
Yeah, hey, Nick, how you doing? A week from tonight, I'm good friends with Michael Heidemann's uncle up here in McHenry, and Joe and I are going to do the River Monster Pizza at Buddy's East Pizzeria up here in McHenry.
Uh-huh.
And I checked it out last week. It's the size of an SUV tire. you have to have 1 ingredient. You have an hour to do it, and you can't leave the table. And if you don't do it, it's $75. And if you do it, you get a bunch of prizes like T-shirt, you know, picture on the wall and stuff
now,
like that.
Have you ever done a food challenge before, Dwayne?
Yeah, Joe and I, we've done a 5-pound hamburger where it was like a 3-pound hamburger, 1 pound of coleslaw, 1 pound of potatoes, 1 pound of cheese, a whole tomato, a whole pickle. We did a 12-egg omelet. That was gross. And we did the J.P. Melnick wing challenge.
Now, how do you do? Are you successful during these things, Dwayne?
The 12-egg omelet, I mean, it was 12 eggs. It was 1 pound of bacon, 1 pound of sausage, biscuits and gravy. pound of cheese, a pound of shredded potatoes. It was just too much grease. I couldn't finish. I had a quarter left.
Oh, man. That's
but
insane.
But then we went out to dinner two hours later.
You went out to dinner. Oh, okay. All right. Well, all right, Dwayne. Well, listen, good luck with that.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
All right, man. Take care.
Good subject.
All right, see you the other way. Oh, my God. All right. How about this? The Siad Cafe Pancake Challenge. This place in California makes large pancakes, 13 inches in diameter and 1.25 inches thick. So they're over an inch thick and they're 13 inches in diameter. Finishing one pancake that size would be difficult for most of us, but if you take the pancake challenge, you'll be served five with butter and syrup. If you eat them all in less than 2 hours, your meal is free. Otherwise, it'll cost you $13.95. What? So there's not even a prize there. It's just what you just did to yourself was free. You just slammed five giant pancakes into your stomach, and there's no prize. You don't even get a T-shirt.
See, I can't do with the bread items.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause that just fills you up real fast.
Well, that's why when the aforementioned Nathan's does the hot dog challenge on the 4th of July every year, that's why the competitors have those big glasses of milk so they can stick the buns in them.
Yeah, but still, it's still bread.
Yeah.
That just fills you up super fast. So that's why it's always like, ah.
Yeah.
Because there's so much bread and they know it. They know that they're going to fill you up with it.
Well, God. Five giant pancakes? Are you kidding me? And then, like, the syrup and the butter? That's so heavy.
There's a place around here. It's called Fatso's Last Stand.
Yeah, I know the place.
Yeah, and they do one of those mega burger things. I think they do a po' boy, too.
Fatso's Last. I think you know what you're getting into if the name of the place is Fatso's Last Stand.
But they do one of those, like, mega sandwiches that you got to eat within a certain amount of time.
And if you do it, you get a T-shirt.
And I think you get to be on their wall.
Yeah, you get a picture on the wall. Okay. All right. We got to take a break here. We'll come back and talk a little bit more about these weird competitive eating contests. I can't believe we actually had a guy who does competitive eating. Oh, man. Okay. I will wait for you. Welcome back, everybody. Two for Tuesday continues. Yeah. 312-981-7200. Alex picked Mumford & Sons. That's the second song of the twofer. I Will Wait For You right here on WGN. And we're talking about these competitive food challenges, which are just insane. Next one is Dobbs Doghouse Hot Dogs. Dobbs Doghouse, and it's spelled D-A-W-G. I always enjoy that. I enjoy when dog is spelled D-A-W-G. Dobbs Doghouse in Dobbs Ferry, New York will put nearly anything on a hot dog. There are dozens of toppings, or you can order a dog from their specialty menu, like the Trailer Park, which is melted cheese and crushed potato chips, or the Hawaiian Dog, which is topped with bacon, teriyaki sauce, pineapple, and scallions. The Doghouse Challenge dares you to eat a dozen of those specialty hot dogs, but you can't select them. A roll of the dice determines which hot dogs you get. If you finish all 12 in menu order within 30 minutes, the website doesn't really promise a reward, so perhaps bragging rights. Oh, that's fantastic. That's got to be... I mean, what if you, Esmeralda, what if you, like, you roll the dice and you get something you can't stand? Like you get
well, if you want the glory...
The glory of what?
Of eating all those hot dogs.
Of eating all the hot dogs from Dobbs Doghouse. D-A-W-G. Yeah, all right. All right, we got some texts coming in here. 312 area code says, back in the late 60s, Dairy Queen did a promotion with the Minnesota Twins. They were offering 9 burgers for $1. So my friends and I each consumed 9 burgers and topped it off with large frosty malt cups. We were 14 years old and our stomachs were bottomless pits. God, 9 burgers for $1? Oh, my God. That had to be a while ago, right? I mean, it had to be. He was 14, so. Lou says at a truck stop in Morris, they have a challenge. It's a 4-pound burger with all the toppings and fries. I think you get a T-shirt. The burger is free, and your pick is on the wall of fame if you finish. Okay. I'm not going to have to eat like a 5-pound burger before they put my plaque on the walk of fame, are they? Am I going to have to do that?
Todd didn't tell you that?
Todd didn't tell me. I have a half an hour to eat a 6-pound burger before they put me on the walk of fame. 708 area code says, in upstate New York, they had a pancake challenge at a place called the Golden Unicorn. That's a pretty cool name. This is when I was in the Army about 2 miles away from the base. If you didn't finish it, you were forced to run back to the base. So you're punished if you don't finish it. Keith in Kansas says, most of the time the prize is a picture on the wall, but that doesn't seem like much of a prize to me. I sure wouldn't want to be known for to everyone for my gluttony. Yeah. All right. How about this? Joe Taco, the Chupacabra. Yeah. The Chupacabra burrito, the famous Chupacabra, which is a mysterious creature. Joe Taco, the Mexican cafe in Amarillo, Texas, offers the Chupacabra Challenge. It's an 8-pound, 2-foot-long burrito with the works for only $24.99. If you eat it all by yourself, you not only get it free, but you also win a T-shirt, a place on the Wall of Fame, and a free meal every week for life. Oh, wow! A free meal every week for life, that's a pretty good prize. But it is an 8-pound, 2-foot-long burrito.
They shouldn't make you eat the outside. Because like a chupacabra, the chupacabras would just kind of leave carcasses with the skin.
So you just have to eat the inside.
They should, yeah, to be true to the chupacabra.
Yeah, you don't want to mess with the legend of the chupacabra. All right, how about this? Cubavana's Cuban Monster Challenge. Cubavana Cuban Restaurant and Cafe in Cutler Bay, Florida, which is in South Miami, offers the Cuban Monster Challenge. Order a 35-inch Cuban Monster sandwich for $35. If you can finish it in 45 minutes, you'll receive $25 in cash, a free meal, and a T-shirt. The restaurant will also donate $40 to the Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation in your name. If you don't finish it, you'll have a delicious Cuban sandwich left over for the next few meals. 35-inch Cuban Monster sandwich. Mmm. Okay. Well, there you go. And there's a couple of more on here, but I couldn't do any of this stuff. I'm not cut out to eat 63 pounds of beef. I just can't. I mean, I like all the food that has been described. I would enjoy eating, but just a normal portion. And give me time to finish it.
I could try, but it's the bread that, you know.
All right. Well, then what about something like a giant sundae?
No.
There's no bread there.
Yeah, but it's just sweet tooth overload.
Yeah.
But okay. If it was just like, hey, eat all this grilled meat. I'd be like, all right.
Just nothing but meat.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we know.
Proteins. Good for you.
We know what challenge Esmeralda is up for. The meat challenge. Meat and only meat. All right, we have to break. And when we come back, the news, and then after the news, Skip Skipley's going to be here. Pop-up video. All right.